This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking about the whole situation with Joe Biden and his pay-for-play scheme, and we all know that's what he was doing. And I always look for ways to sort of cut to the chase. And here's what you would think. You would think Joe Biden would say, look, I'm innocent. I told you guys I never spoke to my son's business associates. If we're saying you're a liar, prove us wrong, Joe. He said he never took a penny, not one single penny. Prove us wrong, Joe. We're always reacting. How about this? How about this for action? Are you ready? Here's some action. Comer should ask Biden, when are you going to turn over your LLC tax returns? We want to see them. You want to be transparent. You went in your personal, which is tied to your LLC, you made millions of dollars in a couple of tax years. You went from $300,000 or $400,000 a year to millions. You said you made this money through speaking engagements and book sales. Prove it. Expose everything. Say, you know what, guys, I got nothing to hide. I don't need to hide behind executive privilege. I don't need to hide behind the media, the DOJ, anybody. Here is my LLC tax records. We don't have those. We have his personal tax records. But they're actually tied to the LLC. They haven't shown us those. And there's a reason. Because those will definitely connect Joe Biden to his scheme. There's no way this man sold that many books and made that many speeches to make millions of dollars. And I'll tell you what else we'll find. We'll find out that Hunter probably paid cash money for some of these properties that Joe Biden have. And you're going to find out that the President of the United States is one of his biggest tax cheats. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. And if you find yourself saying, you know what, black man, I believe you. I'm with you, brother. And then good for you. Because you'd be on the right path. I would tell Comer, I would say, Joe Biden says he's open. He's open and he's honest. But you know how honest he is? He won't release anything. He won't release his bank records. He won't release his tax returns. Remember when he demanded of Donald Trump, this man won't give you his taxes. And then he got his media to stick themselves on Trump about the taxes. And Rachel Maddow was, we want his taxes. We want his taxes. And then it got Trump's taxes. And what happened? Anybody remember? They got snake bit. Holy crap, the guy paid a lot of money in taxes. He didn't use the loophole that we thought he could use. Is that beginning to sound like a pattern here? Donald Trump, surprisingly, every single time they release some bad information about the Bidens, the very next day, Donald Trump is under fire again in the media or with some legislator, not a legislator, some prosecutor who goes after him. And the timing is impeccable. It's kind of like the timing when Joe Biden happens to call Hunter when he's having dinner with various bad guys and oligarchs from all over the world who want to launder money or get off of some bliss or broker a deal that hurts America. Joe Biden's always lurking in the background like a voyeur, ready to pounce. You feel something? Goes up and smells your hair. I'm here. Give us some money and you'll get your deal. God, what a crooked family. Decency in the White House. Oh, we got other questions we should ask the Bidens. You ready? So, Joe Biden, where are your tax returns? How about that is a cacophony coming from the conservative movement? We demand to see Joe Biden's taxes. You ready for this one? How about we demand to see the tax returns or the business filings of every of the 20 LLCs of the Biden family? How about they demand that Joe give us access to all those LLCs? Am I making sense up in here? Huh? Y'all with me, white folks out there? I know you're listening. Y'all, come on now. Y'all some financial people. I know you are. Tell me what you can hear from. Are you? Is this making sense? Of course it is. I don't even need to hear from you. I don't need your approval. Here's what I'd also like to see. Joe Biden took his taxes down from his website 2016 to 2018 and supposedly amended them. They had to fix some errors. I want to see what they fix. I want to know what they went from and what they went to. If I were Comer, I would say, Joe Biden, produce your latest tax, your amended tax return, so the world can see what you did. See, they're trying to clean up Joe's act. Just like they did with little Navy, the baby. His granddaughter, now he cares about her. But before he didn't. He didn't give two shakes of a... Well, whatever. He didn't care about little Navy until recently. Until he needed to clean up his act. We got more dirt on this man. We got more lies spit out by him and his minions. And we're not on the offense. What in the heck? Republicans? You a bunch of... Oh man, I'm gonna get with my. I'm gonna call Andy Biggs and Paul Gosar today and ask them to start making these demands of the Bidens. I'm not even done. I ain't even done. I'm just getting started up in Hoorah. These are fun times for us. You know what? What's so sad? They're not fun times because this is bad. This is not good. But it is fun times because we have a real opportunity here right now, folks, to root out the most evil, corrupt, banana republic leadership, administration. I'm going to call them leadership. Administration in the history of this constitutional republic. Oh, by the way, somebody wrote to me and they listened to the show. They said, Kevin, you keep talking about taking quills out of the, you know, to shoot the arrows. And he says, it's a quiver. I knew it was a quiver. He sent me a note on Twitter, on X, I'm sorry, on X. And he says, hey, man, it's a quiver, not a quill. I know what a quill is. It's the little things on the back of the arrow. But, hey, man, I'm doing it on the fly. I'm doing it on the fly. Cut a brother some slack. Now, I was actually happy to get the message because I couldn't remember the word. I knew what it was, but he corrected me. He was very nice about it. And he says, Kevin, love the show. Well, we love you back. We love everybody that listens to the show. We love all of you. And we talk about you. I talk about you all the time. And I try to see you. If you guys want to put together something, say, Kev, can you get the blankety blank and put together an event or whatever? Man, I'm happy to try. That's how good we are. That's what we like to do. Anyway, when we come back, we got a few more questions. But the Bidens, they won't like it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have a very succinct and unique strategy of getting to the crux of this situation with the Republicans and their query of Joe Biden, the obvious nature of Joe Biden and his family that brought decency to the White House. And I like to joke, decency is a stripper that Hunter Biden met when he was on a coke binge, because that's the only decency that's in the White House. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This is the most indecent White House ever. And they're being covered. I mean, they're being propped up by an entire system that is so corrupt that it wants you to believe that a pathological liar with a brain dysfunction and a crackhead son, a narcissistic wife, and I could go on down the family tree here with all the corrupt and family fit for Maury, Jerry Springer, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, all those crazy shows, and they want to call it decent. Unbelievable. They would try to pawn that off on us. So we're talking about these people and how the Republicans can't seem to go on the offense. Oh, oh, well, we're still gathering data, and we're still getting this, and we're getting records, and this, and records, and adding records, this, that, records, and we can connect them with this, and we got Russian oligarchs, and we got dinners, and we got emails. What more evidence do you need, Jim Comer? I'm not getting after him in the sense that I'm glad you're... as we know, if we didn't win the House, we wouldn't be getting any of this. If you want to know how important your vote is and why you want to control all these different bodies inside the body politic, you're getting it right now. Right now, folks, we have a head of the Senate Majority Leader, who doesn't want to impeach Joe Biden. That's what Mitch McConnell said.
Ooh, we shouldn't impeach him because it could be a problem. But what?
They call it impeachment fatigue. Okay, what? Because they impeached Nixon? Because they tried to impeach Bill Clinton? Because twice the Democrats wrongly tried to impeach Trump? This is a president who deserves to be impeached. And I'm not talking about just impeachment inquiry. I'm talking about he needs to be impeached and his butt kicked out of office. I've already said this is the Kevin Jackson Show. This is Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We want solutions. I don't want any more yappity-yapping hearsay. I want you to be able to look at something and go, okay, we got action. Right now we're on the defensive against what? A nothing strategy. What is the strategy of the Democrats to protect Joe Biden? Because they know he's guilty. The Democrats don't even bother to put up a defense of, well, even though Joe Biden said his son never got a dime from China, and we have the clip, he says, my son didn't get anything from China.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
There you have it. Joe's own words. And what are the Democrats? He didn't make any money from China. They can't say it, right? Why? Why? Come on. Y'all know? Because it's a lie. That was Trump warning you. Donald Trump in the freaking debate years ago said, this guy's a cheat. His son's a cheat. So Joe Biden says he didn't make a dime. He did not make any money from China. And what did we learn? He made millions from China. And not only did he make millions, you know what he was colluding to do? He was trying to destroy the oil infrastructure of America. He took away our independence on oil, which would have been an easy segue for us in the green energy, a sound policy in the green energy. But he took it away and he sold it. And now Joe Biden says, I didn't do anything wrong. I did not take one penny. I would play, make a video that shows Joe Biden saying Hunter didn't make any money in China. Show all the people admitting he made money in China. And then show Joe saying, I didn't make a penny in China. And say, what do you think the next video is going to be? How do we fight back? We fight back with good, sound, offensive strategy. We use what Joe Biden has said and we make him eat these words. I gave a speech the other day to a bunch of conservatives and I said, make them own it. Make the left own their lies. Make them own their policies. Make them own it. Look, they say we can't make you. The joke of the Democrats in terms of their strategy is, while they know he's guilty, they're not putting up a defense against him. They say this, just like in the 2020 election, just like with January 6th, just like with 2022, the midterms, just like with global climate farce, they say to you, you can't prove Joe Biden took any of his son's money. They're daring you. Prove it. Prove that we cheated in the election. And in a minute, we don't think Joe Biden got 81 million votes. You election denier. Okay. See, I'll accept that. Call me an election denier. I proudly wear that. I am an election denier. Because I know for a fact you cheated. I know January 6th was you trying to cover up for your cheat. I know what you did. I know you cheated again in the midterms. I know that global climate change is nothing more than you trying to make money on weather. I know it's a farce. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to vote in the man who will prove it. Because you've been asking me to prove it, I'm going to prove it. But I want to get back to these questions we just asked the Bidens. Because I said, simple question, Joe Biden, where are your tax returns for your LLCs? Joe Biden, why don't you and Hunter willingly give us access? I want you to answer this question. Just ask yourself what this would do. Joe Biden, will you willingly turn over the information on your 20 LLCs? Willingly. Will you willingly give us your bank records? Wouldn't that solve it all? If Joe Biden says, I'm innocent. I'm complete. I don't know about you. Have you? I don't know that you've ever been in a situation where you said, I'm willing to give it all to you. But I'll use the whistleblowers. So this IRS guy, he goes, oh, you were the one leaking all this information. He says, I didn't leak a thing. And in fact, I'll prove it to you. Tell the Washington Post, any correspondence they have from me, anything that they want to give you that links me to leaking something, you can have it. And you know what happened? The media went, okay, well, let's just be quiet about that. In one of those clips we played of Joe Biden earlier, first hour, Joe Biden talks about all the FBI says, Donald Trump, 4 days before the election, wants to talk about some laptop. You want to know what we know now? They had that laptop a year before the FBI did. Joe Biden acted like it was 4 days before. We're just getting this. This is one of his dirty tricks. When they knew all along that laptop existed, and it would absolutely crush the Democrats. When we come back, we are going to get to these other questions, folks. I haven't forgotten.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Tim Berg, Attorney General Merrick Garland named Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss as special counsel to continue his investigation into Hunter Biden. That announcement prompting House Committee on Oversight and Accountability Chairman James Comer to issue a statement saying that the Justice Department is once again attempting to cover up for the Biden family, and saying that the Justice Department is trying to stonewall congressional oversight as they have presented evidence to the American people regarding the Biden family's corruption. All is relatively quiet in Washington, D.C., with the House and Senate not in session. And week one of the NFL preseason continues tonight, highlighted by the Cincinnati Bengals hosting the Green Bay Packers. Kickoff for that game set for just after 7 o'clock Eastern time on the NFL Network. Tim Berg, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats are an interesting bunch, folks. Here's what they did with Donald Trump. They accused Donald Trump of deleting video evidence from the raid on Mar-a-Lago. You remember this? Not long ago. He deleted evidence. He's trying to get rid. And Donald Trump said, we turned over everything. His attorney went out. Everybody did. And they had given him all the evidence. Then we learned with Jack Smith's indictment that he hadn't even read all the evidence. And in fact, much of it was exculpatory. It would mean that he couldn't even bring charges against Trump. Hadn't even read it. Anyway, back to the Mar-a-Lago raid, where they said Trump deleted evidence. Trump said that's a lie. He fought it. He confronted it. He punched him in the throat. And he said, here was the evidence, and here's everything we provided. And my attorneys will tell you that. And if they say anything different, it's a lie. And he should have sued him for defamation. But at the end of the day, story? Gone. Nowhere in the media. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I mentioned January 6th earlier. You want to know what's missing from January 6th right now, now that Trump is ready to go to battle over this? Now that they're saying January 6th, Donald Trump was leading an insurrection. He was a derelict in his duty as a president. And they've already, they parsed his language where he said, you need to be protesting peacefully, blah, blah, blah. They took all that out, which, by the way, should get Jack Smith disbarred. But it gets better. Wait. It gets better. Now they say they can't find all the evidence. They got rid of a lot of the evidence. They didn't keep it. It was deleted. They threw it away. The dog ate their homework. How could you not keep evidence on what leftists call the biggest attack on America since Pearl Harbor? January 6th, folks, by the left's own lingo, has been equated to the Civil War. They say it's the worst insurrection fight inside of our country since the Civil War. I'm paraphrasing, but you can go look this up. Don't believe me? Mm-mm. No. I don't want you to. I want you to go look it up. Why would you possibly... I have a question for you. I'm going to get back to these other questions of the Bidens. But why would you possibly not preserve the evidence that support such brazen statements? Equating it to Pearl Harbor, equating it to the Civil War. Why would you? You would think that the Democrats would say, boy, we got you guys by the yang yang. Woo, we got you. All we got to do is squeeze to make you squeal, America. Welcome to the new banana republic, folks, in these United States, because the obvious answer is you destroyed evidence of January 6th because you know it's a farce. Here's the thing about January 6th. FBI says, well, we can't expose if we have people there because it would tell people about our practices, our tactics and our practices. Oh, you mean of taking down license plates of parents at school board meetings? Hey, FBI, we know. We already know. We know what you're doing. So, this is very simple. The FBI doesn't want to tell you. We set it up. We were all in it together. Tucker Carlson has an interview with a Capitol Hill police officer that never made the prime time. But he says, man, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but essentially he says, this was completely contrived. Everybody knows it at this point. Leftists stole the 2020 elections, plural, not just presidential. They didn't just dethrone America's rightful president. They stole congressional seats and Senate seats. Because you know why? We would beat them. If they had a fair election, we'd kick their narrow little behinds. And after they stole the elections, plural, they retooled America in their own demented image, where men can become women and then, ironically, go kick the crap out of women, as leftists claim that they love their women's. this is so funny, man. I can't even talk about it without it sounding like I'm making this crap up. And then what do? Well, they allowed our enemy, that would be China, to create a virus in the lab that almost ruined our economy. They used that virus to create panic in our society so that they could reward themselves and their backers with $6 trillion of our money on vaccines that do nothing. They kill you, and most of it is just thrown away. It's like toilet paper. It's worse than toilet paper because at least toilet paper is used before it's flushed. They're flushing these vaccines. Oh, the expiration date is gone. And then as part of an emergency act, they still make them, knowing that these are not vaccines. They're much more sinister in what they want to accomplish with them. And then worse, folks, say this genocide that they're talking about is being ignored. It killed thousands now. It's going to kill millions later. Recall during the time of these COVID lockdowns, the forced maskings, the vaccinations, how they blame the spread of the disease on the unvaccinated and the shaming program to get people to take a shot that will be at one point in history considered the worst vaccine, finger quotes right here, in American history, in world history, actually. But let's pivot back to the Democrat strategy. Deflect from the truth. The truth about the Bidens. The Bidens are crooked. The Democrats know it. We aren't talking smoke. We're talking fires. We're not talking one buzzard circling. We're talking hundreds. There's death down there. And it's the death of the Democrats, the death of leftism, the death of the Biden family. Metaphorically, of course. I don't wish anything bad on them. I just want them gone. There is no decency in the White House with these people. So what do? They deflect from the obvious truth about the Bidens. Joe Biden, in his own words, my son took no money from, what's that country? Oh, yeah, let me remember the ones that we didn't. China, he panicked and actually picked one that they did take money from. But they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about the obvious connections between where Joe Biden goes, Hunter goes and gets money. Joe Biden goes somewhere else, Hunter Biden goes and gets money. They want to deflect from the truth that Joe Biden said, I didn't talk to my son about business. Doesn't make any sense to me on a common sense level, or certainly doesn't make sense given that you want to protect your family legacy. But Joe Biden said it, and of course it's a blatant lie, so they spin it. Nah, he wasn't saying that. He was saying that, of course he had conversations, but he wasn't directly involved. Then you go, well, he didn't have any dinners. Well, it turns out he did have dinners. And when he wasn't having dinner, he was making convenient phone calls during dinner. So we got all this connective dots. But they, oh, I don't know. So they deflect, and they don't even want to say anything about it. Because to talk about it means you got to admit the truth, which is what Dan Goldman did when he connected the dots on Joe Biden and Shokin. And that's all. That's why Dan Goldman hasn't been in the news. Because Dan Goldman screwed the pooch. Their strategy is don't discuss the real evidence. And then here's the last part of their strategy. Always pivot to Trump. It's Trump's fault. And they're basing that on negative polling and things that the media is supposed to do to make Trump a bad guy. And they're hoping that you will buy into it. They hope that the independents hate him. That's why the strategy of keep Trump in the news with BS indictments that everybody knows is nothing more than politics. But if they can sell it as he's a bad guy, Trump's the one that wants to hurt the nation, not the guy who actually is ruining our independence on foreign oil and making us dependent on foreign oil from enemies while he enriches himself. No, he's a good guy, and the guy who was made China and Russia's oil programs irrelevant because America became an exporter of oil, he's a guy that hates the country. He didn't raid the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Joe Biden did. You get it? So, here's a couple of other questions. Well, let's recap. I said, will Joe Biden supply his bank records? If I were the Republicans, I would say, look, this is a very simple matter. We could get to the bottom of it quickly. All Joe Biden needs to do is say he's willing to give us his bank records of every company, of his existing bank records. Because Joe says he's not involved with the companies. Okay, give us your bank records. Because if we get those, we'll say, Joe, where'd this $20,000, where'd this $100,000, where'd this $78,000, where'd all this come from? And see, it's easy to backtrack. Joe, where are your tax returns for your LLC? Joe, where are your amended tax returns from 2016 to 2018? Critical tax years. Why? Because in 2016, Joe made a little bit of money, $300,000-$400,000. 17 and 18, he made millions. You want to know what was going on then? Hunter was making millions. They used Joe's books to hide millions of dollars.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
We're being obstructed every step of the way. We're being obstructed by the Biden attorneys. We're being obstructed by the Democrats in Congress. But more concerning than anything, we're being obstructed by our federal government, by the Department of Justice, by the FBI, by the IRS, by the Treasury Cabinet, by the Secret Service. All these government agencies have knowledge of potential corruption by Joe Biden, yet they refuse to cooperate with us, or when they do, they give us a document that's so heavily redacted, it's almost a joke, and I just want to throw it back at their face. I mean, it's been a frustrating
investigation, but we continue somehow to get more information, and we'll continue to move forward.
Wah, wah, wah. Bunch of whining. I like Comer. I like Jim Jordan. I'm friendly, very friendly with Jim. I've never met Comer. I will, I'm sure, soon when I get a little more time to travel. But what I'll tell you is he laid it out. The government is protecting Joe Biden. But why whine about it? Comer should issue press releases. As I keep coming back to this, what if Comer said, very simple way to fix all this, Joe Biden just needs to provide his bank account. And then everybody say that. Every conservative say, Joe, where are your bank account? If you want to prove it, give us your bank account. And or I would lay out a series of things for Joe to do, series of questions, and I would make it simple for him. See, everybody's this way. If the IRS, if you get audited by the IRS and they want to look at your stuff, do you think they pull your bank accounts? Do you think the IRS has the ability to look at you and say, oh, Kevin Jackson, you reported way too much, too little income for your lifestyle? We're pulling your bank records. We want to know. Why is it you can't do it with Joe Biden? Why doesn't Comer pose that as a question? And then put it on Biden. Hey, look, Joe Biden says he's got nothing to hide. He said his son took no money. And you know what we found out when we got the information? His son got money from China. Now, Joe says he hasn't gotten any money from China. Given his track record, we don't believe him. So, Joe, you can really clean this up very easily. Let us have your records. Or, at the very least, stop running interference in the IRS and make them go get your records. I put every one of these suckers on notice. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. We were talking about Joe and his dinners earlier in the first hour. And there was a dinner that happened after 2014, and Hunter started the whole Burisma thing. Hunter Biden invited Vadim Pozharsky, company executive from Burisma, and the primary intermediary between Hunter and Burisma's founder, Zolochevsky. And in April 16 of 2015, at a dinner in Washington, D.C., Joe Biden attended that dinner. So Joe Biden went to dinner with a Russian lady that's a plastics magnate. She's a billionaire in Russia. Gave the Biden family $3.5 million. Wanted to go into business with him in real estate. She's a crook. Her husband was the mayor of Moscow. Cut her the sweetheart deal that made her a billionaire. Probably very good friends of Putin, by the way. You don't become an oligarch in Russia or China without being friendly to the government. Oh, but Putin's a bad guy, right? Yeah. So we know for a fact Joe Biden went to dinner with Pozharsky and this Russian lady. But he says, I don't have anything to do with my son's business. And each time that Joe Biden does something for Hunter Biden, millions of dollars hits the Biden's bank account. And I said, if Joe says, look, I didn't do anything for my son, here's what we could probably correlate. We could correlate when Hunter Biden got his money and the timing of Joe Biden's bank accounts and what deposits were made. I will bet you dollars of dog turds it's going to line up. It's going to line up. Hunter got $350,000 in a Porsche, and Joe Biden got his money, whatever that amount is, whatever the cut is for the big guy. And everybody knows it. So Joe Biden, give us your bank records. Joe Biden, give us your tax returns. Joe Biden, tell Hunter, turn over all the tax returns to his businesses. By the way, why should we have to ask? Why should we have to ask? If he's under investigation, why is it that the IRS would have to ask? Why is it that the DOJ would have to ask? If you think he's money laundering, let's get him. What about that registering as a foreign agent? What about that? When's that going to come back up again? Because it sure seems like when we understand that they were not only leveraging Joe Biden, they were leveraging John Kerry. And they're involved with oligarchs who are going to do what? Destroy our infrastructure for energy. I think that's certainly something that needed to be looked at as part of the, you know, FARA. Where's that gone? That's what they tried to get rid of when they were going to sneak that in, you know, in the courts. You can't prosecute Hunter for anything else. What else should we get from the Bidens? You ready? Because all the FBI and the IRS give them is a bunch of redacted stuff. So what else should we get? Well, how about any and all data that the FBI has related to the Bidens? Unredacted. How about Joe do that? How about the Biden family give us all their phone records? All of them. How about we get all the banking records for all of the Bidens? And we look at how the money was distributed. And then we look at Joe Biden's bank account and see if any of it got kicked back to the big guy. I'm going to bet you money that every one of the people that got money sent from Hunter to the family members, the nine of them that got money, I'm going to bet you money. The timing of when that money left their bank account and went to the big guy is easily trackable. Easily. We have the biggest scandal in American history, bar none. Probably one that rivals even anything that that has happened in the world. We had an election stolen by a guy, and Joe Biden, he had nothing to do with it. The powers that be called him in and said, "You're it. The big cheat's going to happen. We tried to do it with Hillary. We lost. You're going to win. Even if we have to stop the election, we'll do it. And then we're going to put the fear of God in the proletariat, the electorate. We're going to tell them, hey, look, you go vote, you go try to march or protest, we're going to get you. You try to march, we will crush you. We will arrest you. There are people in prison right now that have done nothing wrong. All to protect the lie of the Democrats." That's what they did. They've weaponized the Department of Justice against us. They've weaponized the Department of Treasury, the IRS, against us. They make us out to be heretics, going to protect your children at school board meetings, daring to question the things that they do, getting us into wars that we don't want to be in. Why do you think we're in that Ukrainian war? You think if we really care if Russia went into Ukraine? Let me tell you something. Trust and believe. We're partnered with Russia in this administration. Don't you fool yourself for a second. I don't know how Putin's going to get his money, but he's doing pretty well right now. But we are partnered. Joe Biden is a partner of Putin. Oh, Kevin, that's incendiary, man. People are going to be talking. Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, you look at what's happening in Russia and how all this is shaken out, and that Hunter Biden is involved with Russian oligarchs. You can't be a Russian oligarch without Putin. That's just a fact. In bed with the China, at the highest levels. What could you be doing at the highest level of China and Russia that benefits America as a private citizen? Please. What? The only way those guys are going to do something with you, just being honest, is if it is not in the interest of America. They're going to take something from us. It isn't enough that they get more money in trade. You could run multiple countries with just our trade deficit of China. When it was under Trump, you know, back when he was getting a hold of it at $375 billion, it was the 80th largest country. It's more than that. It was almost as big as Saudi Arabia. I don't remember the details. I don't remember the actual numbers, but it was a lot. China and Russia are benefiting under Joe Biden, and that's because they are partners.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.